100 word stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, recording from Houston for the last time. I'll be moving tomorrow. Everything is either packed up or ready to be packed up and loaded. And yeah, it's been how many years? 36 years, I think, when I first got here to go to college, and never quite, well, sort of, let's not talk about it. Anyway, it's been a weird few weeks of seeing a few people, not as many as I've wanted to check in with, but, you know, things are things. I did check in with a few restaurants, the Good Company Trifecta on Kirby Drive. I guess they've been here as long as I have. I never did go to Katz's, though, to pick up a last matzo ball soup and chopped liver. I didn't want to tax my kidneys and liver and all that for a few days. I mean, I got to drive. Oh, my God. It's going to be a 10-hour drive, the cats, and... But this is what life is about. So, yeah. Thank you all for bearing with me on these this past year of health adventures. My leg has gotten better now that I'm off of the medication that was supposed to help. My back is feeling a bit better. Once I get to the new place and have room to do the yoga and all that stuff, and there's a massage place across the way, hopefully it's not a seedy, horrible, you know. Insurance will cover that, too. That's the weird part. Get the doctor to rubber stamp that. My insurance is changing, too, from the scumbags at one place to the scumbags of another. Insurance companies exist to turn down your claims. That's what they're there for. And obviously changing doctors and dentists and shrinks and periodontists and this and that. Of course, that always goes smoothly. So I topped up on all the medications in spite of the insurances trying to get in the way of it. So, yeah. Next chapter. Hopefully it's a big, bright, beautiful tomorrow. I'll let y'all know how it is as I get there, although you know me. Anytime anyone says, so how is it being this or that the moment I something, and I'll be like, I don't know, I've only done that for a bit. But now I guess I can say, how is it being in Houston? And I'll say, could be better, but everything could be. Could be worse, which is how someone I remember used to always say, and sure enough, it always did get worse. Now that I've rambled about my crap, you didn't come here to listen to that. You came here to listen to the weekly challenge and all the stories, and topic for this week is trailer. Relax, we're moving into a house twice as big as this place, too.
Hello, cat. Yes, you are going to be in a cage for 10 hours.
Yes, you should be a cage in a zoo.
It's Miss, not Tinny.
You are such a good baby panther.
So the stories are about trailer, and let's light it up.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Too Much Information. There's been false lead after false lead. It's not just the local community gripped by this case now, it's the whole country. And it seems they all want to help. The latest wild goose chase gets the force checking trailers at the stud farm. All the leads are checked out, but now with one of their own amongst the victims, the police seem to be working with a renewed energy. The papers are quick to point this out too. The chief had wanted it keeping quiet for obvious reasons, but now our man knows Pippa is on the force too. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story on the topic, trailers. They say TV is no substitute for movies on the big screen. But, to be honest, going to the cinema can be a depressing experience. To begin with, there's the hassle of parking the car. Then you have to queue for tickets, before bankrupting yourself buying popcorn and coke in quantities that could feed a third world country for a week. Not to mention fighting your way through miserable people already comfortably seated to get to your own seat. But, worst of all, realizing the movie is total crap. And you've already seen the only good bits in the trailers. You know it's true. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. A pot of tulips. Why hadn't she tossed it in the garbage when Mr. I Love Tulips left her? No. She took it to the trailer, all she could afford now. When enough tulips had bloomed, she cut them all off and sent them to his workplace with a note. You forgot these. Yes, it was petty. Yes, it was vindictive. However, she decided to grow some more tulips and send them to him for his birthday. She was sure he would be horrified to see tulips without a pot, dead and all that. Life's tough, but at least he would have tulips. This was my story for this week, up on my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 920 with a prompt of trailers. Well, here's my story. Bilbert rode in the back seat of Bamilda's car with the two girls. He assumed Mr. Witherbottom had gone home and not followed them through the evergreen-covered hills to Grandma Bamilda's log cabin. She parked her car in a big red barn across a meadow from the cabin. Around the meadow, a half circle of rusty old travel trailers were evenly spaced between the cabin and the barn. As Bamilda led the kids back to the cabin, she began to sing at the top of her lungs. Linoleum Amanda wrinkled her nose and grinned. "Hey, I think I know that song." Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Coming Soon to a Theater Near You. Bruce had been making trailers for a generation. He started at Warner's, moved to Universal, spent a decade at TriStar. After becoming dissolute with the industrial model, Bruce only took offers from indie productions. He knew deep history on that subject matter. He would tell you the first trailer was in November 1913 for the musical The Pleasure Seekers. Due to trailers initially being shown after or trailing the feature film, the term trailer was used to describe the production, despite it coming before or previewing the movie it was promoting. His current project was Mother Teresa, Last Nun Standing. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I was brought up in one of these jailers. Trash, they called me, and they may have been right, but I really didn't care. I filled my days with hard drugs, moonshine, and whoring. Although, to be clear, I did none of that myself. I was more a coordinator and manager, or, if you prefer, dealer and pimp. Eventually, I became a major player, and if not gaining the respect of my community, I certainly commanded their loyalty. Now I've risen to the top of the pile. I still live in a trailer, although, with gold fittings and satin sheets.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Walt Disney's dream was to build the city of the future. Hub and spoke people movers, green spaces and company towers, and multiple levels of tunnels to handle freight and waste and deliveries. It was perfect. Too perfect. After he died, the board and managers met and scaled back his dream to a bunch of theme parks and resorts and a government that the company controlled by filling two small trailer parks leased out to reliable company shills. So taxes went from one pocket to another. Safety laws didn't apply and everyone was beholden to the mouse, and it all came crumbling down.
And there you have it, the last weekly challenge here from the headquarters in Houston. I won't say that phrase from that movie. Never liked it. The movie was neat, but the phrase was, people always used it. So, I didn't go to all the things that I should have. I didn't reconnect with all the people that I should have. I disconnected from quite a lot of people. Well, enough said about that. The next topic, I believe is, what is it, Eaten by Lions? Something like that? I mean, it's on the page, y'all can look it up. Eaten by Lions, yeah. And I'll update the list with all the backlog of the topics once I get settled in. If the computer blows up on the way, well, there's no Micro Center or any of that nearby. There's a guy who builds stuff, which I could tell him, hey, hi, welcome to the new town. Can you build stuff? Hopefully the house has enough power and juice to power everything. I'm sure it'll blow a few circuits. Oh, well, call an electrician and get some more circuits. That's what it's all about. I mean, it's mine. I'll post some pictures or something somewhere. I don't know. But hoping it's not bad. I've seen photos. Sister-in-law's walked through it. Of course, I went on Amazon and filled it with all kinds of stuff before even moving in. You know, all new socks, all new underwear, all new that. You know, throw out the old stuff. Not that any of it fits. And I'm sure it fits even worse considering the run through Good Company and all the restaurants and such, but I haven't been eating much else to make up for it. So, hopefully I'll see you all next Sunday. Take care, and I'll be thinking of you all while I'm driving. Maybe I'll even listen again to a few weekly challenges to the detriment of my passengers. And thank you all for being a part of this. 920 of these, plus all the billions of other... God, what a long, strange trip it's been, and what a long, strange trip it's going to be. Thank you all for just helping out. Crazy man in a tiny place, screaming out into the void. And the void screams back. And as always, keep it brief.